In the gap between the two charts, draw a line which represents the hours of the flight leaving London at 12:45 and arriving 10 hours and 45 minutes later at San Francisco at 15:30. Now mark another line to indicate the insulin, in our case 24 hours long, for a dose of Lentard taken at 8 a.m. on day one in London. This shows the effect of the insulin will begin to peter out at 8 a.m. on day two in London, which is by then only midnight in San Francisco. So a small extra dose of soluble or short-acting insulin will fill this 8-hour gap. Yes. Lunch is a bit of a gamble because the main meal is typically served on an aircraft about 2 hours after takeoff. A substantial mid-morning snack, therefore, would be wise before getting involved with the boarding procedures at the airport, as lunch will be rather late, say 14:30 or 1500 hours GMT. The snack is served on board, and it's most likely to be about 2 hours before landing. Dinner will not be easy until well after arrival at the airport, perhaps 1800 hours in San Francisco. It's important to be as self-sufficient as possible. Take with you the necessary injection equipment and insulin for the entire trip, plus several spares. Disposable syringes are excellent, but they are apt to be faulty and unusable. This is difficult to check before leaving home because the writing on the pack hides the fault. Picture being faced with a useless syringe when you're scrubbed up and balanced in an aircraft toilet with a queue of people hammering at the door. It's difficult or impossible to obtain injection equipment in some countries. It is therefore important to carry with you all you need. Further, carry survival kits on your person and in each piece of luggage. Lost or delayed luggage is a common hazard of air travel. Pocket size urine or blood testing sticks are available and are very convenient. Carry enough carbohydrate with you to last at least 24 hours. For this, sugar lumps are preferable to chocolate, which is apt to melt in hot climate. Fairly plain biscuits travel well and are a welcome change from sugar. In-flight meals are an irregular feast. Also, I have known a snack to be as interpreted as a cup of coffee and breakfast as a glass of orange juice.